Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, world, and thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Talia the Mogul. I know it's been a few days, I think, since I published my last podcast episode, but I have been incredibly busy getting everything together, making all the right connections, you know, making a lot of great moves, and I just have to say, I'm very blessed. I just want to take this time to thank God, my spirit guides, universe, guardian angels for everything that has been going on with me lately. I couldn't be more blessed. I've been busy, no time to really sit around and, you know, relax or do anything. And I'm still grateful for that because, you know, I realized that in order to get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. So trust me, I keep that in mind, and you know, my philosophy is you go after it, it's yours. What you want, wants you. Always remember that. What you want, wants you. You want success? Trust me, success wants you too. And you put in the work, it'll meet you halfway, I promise. You prepare yourself, you get in a position to win, and the reward will meet you at the right time. I mean, it's so amazing how we literally can think things, and that thought energy brings to us exactly what and who we need at the exact perfect time we need them or it, right? It really is amazing. And one of the things that I've been praying about lately is that I can just have someone in my space and in my circle who genuinely supports me, who's a great mentor, who, you know, has all the qualities of someone that I could really, truly follow, especially in this entertainment industry. I have a lot of friends and associates, and yeah, they're doing their thing in the industry, but I need someone who's deep in the industry, okay? You know, like deep, like they can literally hit up Jay-Z or Diddy on their personal phones and say, hey, how you doing? That kind of connection. Not the, oh, I know this person, or I've worked with this person, or I have videos or, you know, a picture with this person. I don't give a damn about that. Taking a picture with a celebrity does not equate to having a personal relationship with one. I need real connections. And so, I mean, it's amazing what has happened over these past few weeks. I truly have been blessed. Not going to say too much. I feel like if I do, you know, I'm going to be putting out confidential extremely confidential information. Not going to do that, but I will say that there are big things in store for myself, and for the Coleman All-Star Agency brand. By the way, the website is under construction, www.colemanallstars.com. So if you go there, you might see a few things that are a little bit older from a few months back. But I'm working closely with my web developer, and we're making sure that we rebrand and we revamp a lot of things. So just know that if you go there now, those things aren't current that are on the homepage, and we're working on getting that taken care of. So if you have any questions, do feel free to email me at colemancasting@gmail.com. So that's colemancasting@gmail.com, and I will answer any questions you may have, any inquiries about either you or someone you know that may be interested in being represented by an up-and-coming agency here in the Atlanta area. I would be glad to take them on as a client, and I'm excited and looking forward to hearing from you or them. So thank you in advance for spreading the word, getting the word out there. I have a lot of great projects coming up in stores, so you know, I just wanted to make a really relevant, strong point on this episode today, and that is to always make sure that you are staying in your own lane. What happens is that with you being in your own lane, right? See, you already had this lane created for you. You were born with talents and skills that, you know, yes, they do need to be sharpened and perfected over time, but you were blessed with certain skills and talents in your own unique style that no one can take away from you. And it's up to you to utilize that in life to fulfill your purpose while you're here on this earth. Okay? So stay in your own lane. I guarantee you, you'll go a lot faster. No one's in your way. There are no other cars on the road because that lane was created for you. You don't have to worry about car accidents happening along the way. Okay, you don't have to worry about rush hour. You don't have to worry about, I'm not going to say any, but too many stop signs or stop lights. Just go. Get in your lane and go. Right? So yeah, you might have to slow down here and there. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you have to slow down in order to propel forward. And that's another really strong, insightful piece of advice that I live by. There's no way that you're living in the fast lane and you're just always go, 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 and not stopping to think or having to rethink a few things. You should always take time to self-reflect on what it is you're doing, where you're going, who you're hanging around, what your habits are looking like, right? You know, I used to date quite a few people, and this was a bad decision on my part, but they would just smoke weed all day, you know? Once they were done with their 9-to-5, they would go straight to smoking weed. They would go straight to hanging out with people who were also in toxic relationships and holding on to toxic people themselves. Yet, these were the people they were asking relationship advice from. It made no sense. They were hanging around with people who weren't doing anything with their lives. Sitting up here making videos or joining in on the hottest viral trend on social media. Obsessed with social media. You know, I remember hanging out with one of my exes constantly on their phone. Could not put that phone down, I'm telling you. It was absolutely insane. It's almost as if the phone sucks you in and you can't help but to just scroll and scroll and scroll. I mean, it's really ridiculous when you look back at it. But, you know, and I'm just thinking to myself, man, I can't do that. I can't sit on my phone for hours like that and just scroll. I use social media for business stuff. I'll post what I need to post and that's it. I'll scroll through the comments here and there. I'll reply, but I'm not obsessed with my phone like that. You know, I just don't understand the obsession with it. The obsession with going back and forth with people on social media. I just don't get it. And so I think social media is a gift and a curse. I think I said this in one of my past episodes. You know, it's a gift in that it connects people like it's never connected people before from all around the world. You no longer have to travel to be able to network with someone in China, right? You can build relationships with people over in India and Australia. You see what I mean? But it's a curse in that people have forgotten to interact like human beings. And it's pretty ridiculous, you know, when you look at how the world's changing. You have robots out here even taking over jobs, but that's a whole nother subject. But, you know, my point is social media can be a huge distraction and it can also make you very depressed. You wake up first thing in the morning, you check your social media, you see someone else's drama, or, you know, you immediately see someone who looks like they have a fantastic life. And then you look at your life and you start comparing and, you know, you get depressed. That's no way to live, guys. You know, social media is for you to, yes, be social, but, I mean, the hatred's got to stop. The comparison's got to stop. I made this quote the other day, and it's not an original quote. I've seen it before, but it says, stop comparing your sizzle reel to somebody else's highlight reel, okay? It makes no sense. Your sizzle reel means that you're still being edited. You're still in the editing process. You're still learning. You're still growing. You know, you're still being put in situations that are going to help you grow. You're being put around people that are going to help you grow. And it makes no sense to compare that to someone else's highlight reel. They've been edited. They've gone through their trials and tribulations, and now they've made it. You know, they reached their pinnacle of success. So why would you sit up here and say, you know, I'm struggling, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and, you know, look at Jay-Z, for example. You know, he's almost worth $1 billion now. Well, guess what? Remember, he started exactly where you were at some point. Maybe even worse, he didn't even finish high school. He sold drugs. So he didn't rely on a paycheck, a decent legal job, you know? So, you know, my point is, guys, we have to stay in our own lane. Stay focused on what you need to stay focused on. Because I promise you'll go a lot further and you'll get there a lot faster without the distractions and without interfering with other cars that are on the road, right? Stay in your own lane. All right, y'all, I'm done rambling. But I hope this helps somebody out there. You know, that's why I use this platform and my blog and my social media really mostly to inspire and to help others. You know, you never know who's going through something. And I'm just always hoping that I helped at least one person with the material that I put out. So thank you so much again for listening, you guys. I'm definitely going to update you as I go on my personal blog website as well as on my agency website on what's going on with me. Make sure you follow my YouTube as well, Talia the Mogul. And I also post videos on my Instagram at Talia the Mogul and on my Facebook page, Talia Coleman. So please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you so much again for listening, and y'all have a blessed one.